Oh, Kyle, what a show. What a show. What an event. It was nice to have you. But yeah, it felt like an event.
Oh, event. I thought you said like event, like you're venting out frustrations.
No. I got my co-host back, man.
Yeah, it feels good. I miss you.
I miss you too, bud.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks.
It really was a long time. And it's just, man, it's been hectic. The whole month and a half has been really, really hectic. Very tiring. But yeah, it's glad. Yeah, I'm just so happy to have you back.
Yay. You know? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I've noticed that Sean Capri is going to war against Jar Jar Binks.
Uh-huh.
Is that because we brought him up on this show?
No, I think he says he doesn't like Jar Jar Binks, and then someone in his community, I think, it's like, well, I love Jar Jar Binks, and it's probably awesome, Dave. Probably awesome, Dave. He's just
don't say that about Dave without knowing for a fact.
I don't know. He starts trouble in these communities.
Banger is not trouble.
It's not good trouble. It's bad trouble.
It's not trouble at all.
Slanger is good trouble. Banger, no, not so much.
No. Uncomfortable.
Yeah, Misa says slanger is appropriate. Yeah, no. Hey, listen, Jar Jar Binks is an awful, awful character. And yes, honestly, I'm still waiting for the death scene.
I'm waiting for him to get his redemption.
Like, I want him to
coming back to Jedi and just wrecking shop. You know what I mean? That's what I want.
No, I want him to be like a Godfather situation. He's on the Jersey Turnpike, and there's just like separatist forces just waiting for him. He's getting shot. He's out of the car, like, Misa, don't know what's going on. He's just like bullet holes everywhere. They send his body back to Naboo, where like the king's like, they're killing my son. God, my boy. I told Misa to not go there.
Oh my god. It's like I'm watching the movie.
Oh god. And then like one Gungan's like, don't worry, I'm gonna get him. And like they're at like goddamn, they're like at Coruscant and they're like having like space spaghetti and meatballs. You know, there's a blaster on a toilet seat, or what they would call a repository. He just takes it,
Do you think someone put a Tauntaun head in the Gungan leader's bed? Or a droid head?
Yep. Like, you just see one of Watto's creatures, whatever race he is, pull open the sheet, and you just see a Tauntaun, and it's like still animated. It's like, Ernie!
Oh man!
Oh god damn it!
Oh, speaking about episode one,
yeah,
I bought episode one racer from Limited Runs.
Oh yeah,
during PAX East on Switch.
Almost made that 6-hour scene worth it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh god, we need a space Godfather.
We sure do.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know why I thought of this, and I'm sure we'll get to the real post-show in a second. In high school, I think we were at Blockbuster, me and my friends, just trying to find something to rent to go watch. And we stumbled on a thing called Space Thumbs.
Okay.
Or Thumb Wars. And realized that it is a series of parody
Kyle, where's this going?
Films. No, it's not like that. A series of parody films where they're just thumbs as the characters, and they recreate the movies as thumbs. Jesus, and there's a Star Wars one. I believe there's a Godfather one. I think it's called God Thumb. I think there's 4 or 5 of them, and I was just shocked that this was actually a thing that was made inside of Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And not like on YouTube somewhere.
Wow. That is nuts. So that said, God thumbs aside.
Yeah.
It's like a Pinky's Fredo. How do they do flashbacks too with hands? Anyway. Thinking about it. So yeah, there has to be some changes over at the Patreon side. right? Uh-huh. So I think ever since this job started, which is way, 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 way more demanding than my last job, I think Patreon's been getting ahead of us. We've been missing a week or two. We've been a little bit inconsistent, which I definitely apologize. It really is on me because being Joe, I have to have all the responsibility. I'm that much of a control freak. Kyle knows this.
Yeah.
I've only been
asking for 4 years to do more and more to help him ease it. And Joe's like, it
must be me. I have vengeance. So this is my legacy. Anyway, this is my legacy, Alfred. Anyway,
who do you think you are?
Who do you think? Yeah. So we needed to make a change because it wasn't working. What was ending up happening was like we were trying to schedule our lives together in such a way that just wasn't working out, right? Yeah. So we thought, or Kyle came up with the idea of like, let's cool it on all the shows. And what we mean by that is, so what we're going to do is we're going to streamline things. It's going to make it easier for us to make content for you guys and also to make it the best content that we know how. So,
and also,
yeah,
to give us a bit of a breather.
Yeah, because I think
we need the downtime.
I think what I don't want us to be is, this is our podcast and we have these four shows on top of it. Like, just thinking about it, this show takes me or takes us an hour and 30 minutes to just record. And then the after shows anywhere between 40 minutes to an hour. Mm-hmm. And then to go on top of that with the other shows that we would be doing is like an extra hour and change plus the editing. It's a lot of time. And this is a time consuming hobby. And for us, Patreon is about making this more community driven. It's less about making the most polished show ever, but making it so that we're bringing folks in. And so what we're going to do is we're going to scale back the after show. So instead of making the after show every single week, what we're going to do is the schedule is going to look like this. The first week of every month, you're getting an after show, right? Where it's just like this, Kyle and I talking about, you know, Star Wars meets Godfather.
Yeah.
The second week of every month is going to be retro radio for everybody. Right. And so that's where we get nostalgic with you all. And what we're going to do is also on Patreon, we're going to throw out what we're going to be talking about that week. And you guys get to throw back your nostalgia moments to us. And hopefully we have a fun back and forth as well. The third week of every month will be, again, the after show. Mm-hmm. All right. Again, us talking about Space Godfather. And then the last week of every month, you will have your Road to Greatness, where it is going to be us talking about the games we've played and narrowing it down to like the highlight game for us. And then what I would like to do is whether it's a game on the PlayStation tier system or on PlayStation Plus, we want you guys to decide what's a game we're going to also be talking about so that you all get to join in with us.
Yeah, that's a big focus on this reimagining, is getting you guys a little bit more involved.
Yeah.
And on top of this new schedule, not only is it going to make it so you guys have more things to listen to and in a more timely manner, it's going to free us up like on the weekends so we can have that downtime. Because what was happening was, just I'm speaking for myself, like, I would record a live show on Saturday night for 6-1 Indy, and then we would meet on Sunday to do an extra show or two. And then, like, there's both of my weekend nights gone. Yeah. So, like, to have those two nights free and for me to, like, actually spend time with family or watch a movie, play the games, which is something that is becoming very hard to do.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me and to Joe. So like it's going to help. It's just going to make the quality of the shows that much better.
Yeah. It's going to give us the downtime. Cause the thing is that I was feeling is like, you know, the trophy room for me is like a 20 hour ordeal every week to help make and produce, and with the recording on top of that extra, and then also with my job, it makes it really hard to sit down and actually enjoy the game or enjoy the games. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a great way to really get it all streamlined and to get it so that everybody is kind of coming in there and going, hey, this is the games I've been playing this week, or here's a nostalgic moment that I had in first grade or whatever have you.
Yeah.
And it's just going to make it, I think, a lot easier on us.
In addition,
yeah.
Hopefully next week, Joe asked if I would stream a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you guys can come hang out and stream, and we can play games with each other and just hang out a little bit once a week.
Yeah.
Or maybe once every other week or something. We got to figure out a thing, because that's the other thing that we want to balance too, is we don't want to get to that feeling of being burnt out.
Yes. Which, in truth, I was very much feeling.
Yeah. I mean, same though.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. And it, like you said, it felt like I was working three extra jobs on top of a 40-hour work week.
Yeah. So for the next thing is, like, we're playing games, and sometimes, like, I'm playing Fortnite, I'm like, man, this would be a really great stream. You know, as inappropriate as it often is, this would be a really great stream. Very problematic, but great stream. And so I'm like, dude, I play so many games, I'm just having fun. Why not just bring people in here? And there's, like, times where I'm like, I want to play Tiny Tina's, but, like, I ain't got nobody. Like, you were at PAX. I was like, well, shit. So I do want to make...
And that's the thing. I was like, hey, Joe, do you want to play on this date?
Yeah.
And then you were so busy, you forgot about it. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't anymore.
Yes. Because
we were going to stream, and it just, something happened.
Yeah.
So, like, this is hopefully not, that won't happen again.
Yeah.
We'll have an actual dedicated schedule.
It's going to be really exciting. So right now for me, I know I can set aside Thursday nights are going to be community game nights. Mm-hmm. Where Kyle's going to, or both of us at the same time, are going to be playing a cooperative based game. And if there's, like, a three-player or four-player game, we're bringing you guys in with us. I'm often inspired. Sean, don't get on your high horse here, okay? When I say inspired by you, just settle.
You got to block the shirt.
Yeah.
You got to take it.
But I'm always inspired by Sean's Halo Nights. And I always feel like, man, I could be doing this, because I am playing games. So, I bringing people in and... You know, to me, I think those Twitch moments are going to be great, because I'm truly not caring about presenting. It's going to be really just, if even nobody watches, I don't care. It's really just getting people in here with us, having fun. And I think that's going to be a really great way to bring people in, because I feel like, for me, I know I've been slacking on Discord, because, guys, I'm on Slack 24/7. And, I can't take a look another text-based thing. It's a lot. Like, feel, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, since I think February, I've been feeling very overwhelmed. And I think that's affected me making the show. Cause sometimes, like, I think it was either with Dash, I was, like, really tired, but there was one week, Kyle, where I was just like, I was on fumes. And I did not feel like I was making the best show I could make.
Yeah.
And so I think by relieving some of the stress, and you're going to be doing some really cool backstage stuff as well. It's gonna really help me continue being Mr. Bad Bad. Yeah.
I also, just from my perspective, I deal the same thing with Mike at 6-1, because he does way too much things.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to tell him to stop and let us do a little bit more. But, like, it's during, like, when I'm at work, right, I feel so bad that I'm not tweeting enough or interacting in Discord enough. But it's literally at the point where I pick up my phone and then my boss will see it and give me a task to do.
Yeah.
So, like, I have to sneak it in when she's out of the room.
Right, just pretend she's taking a dump.
Well, I've done that many times. I think they think I have a problem.
Do you think Stevenson has a urinary tract infection?
Maybe he just, like, shits his pants every day, and that's where he goes. So, like, that is that is something I know I've got to be better at as well, especially in the Discord. So like, if you see me in there, I'm usually trying to stay on top of things. Yeah. Like, I feel so bad that I forgot Rick was getting married.
Dude, congratulations,
and he
Rick.
He was like, oh, yeah, I'm getting ready. I said, hey, what's up, everybody? You know, how's everyone doing? He's like, oh. And he said, oh, I'm preparing for the big day. He's like, oh, big day? What big day? He's like, oh, you know, the one where, you know, my fiance got you guys to say happy birthday to him on the show. It's like, oh, shit. my bad. So, like, little things like that. Yeah. I want to be a little bit more involved in seeing what games you want to play and if you want to watch me play a scary game on stream or something, like, you know, it's fun things like that.
Yeah. Well, I also want to like take polls by by like just going, hey guys, what game are you guys wanting to play? Like, do you want to play Tiny Tina's? You want to play, I don't know, whatever multiplayer game, Fortnite or Fort Snipe or Apex Legends, like whatever the case may be. And then like on a Saturday,
what was it? Waifu Impact?
Waifu. If you guys want to play Waifu Impact, I'm down. You know, it's going to be making it far more interactive, which I'm really digging. And again, I'm really digging the more streamlined approach as well, because I think it's just going to make for better shows, honestly. And we have some,
that being said, just real quick.
Yeah.
Next Thursday, I won't be around.
Yeah. I'll be playing some Fortnite.
Doctor Strange opening
night. Oh, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, yes.
Oh, still has his PhD. Oh my God, I can't wait. I will be probably watching that on Monday though.
Yeah.
I can't do the theater.
Anyway, I know.
I get scared still. But yeah, so more community driven stuff again after show on Mondays. Sorry, on the first week of every month, we're going to have Retro Radio, second week of every month, after show, third week of every month, and then the last week of every month, Road to Greatness, where we're all talking about the games we've been playing. And all of them are going to be more community-driven, because Kyle, I have some really big plans.
Oh, you do?
I mean, I shared them with you on that call, and you're like, oh, boy.
I know.
Those are some plans. Those are some ideas.
Those are lofty.
Yeah. Like, truth be told, one of the plans... Can I tell them the price range of how much this thing's going to cost?
Go on. Go for it.
I think it's about $3,000. And when I'm...
Yowza.
When I am telling you guys, I don't think anyone has done this in this scope. Like, it's going to blow anything you've seen out of an indie unit out of the water. And this is just a two-person team. You're going to think this was a team of like a dozen people. Mm-hmm. It's going to be crazy.
Quiet down, Phil.
Phil, get back to work.
I need a water.
No, I'm not going to call you Mr. Spencer. You got to earn that title. Yeah. But like the other thing that comes into is we got to prepare for Jiminy. Jiminy's coming, and we already talked.
He definitely is.
We talked, and we're like, so we're getting you a new computer because you're working off of...
Fingers crossed. I'm working on a pre-built Best Buy.
That's right. And so we're going to upgrade your PC out. We're going to upgrade your mic out, and hopefully we could also upgrade the camera. And so we're going to make this thing look legit.
Yeah.
And then also... What should we call the secret project that we're teasing?
Project. I honestly forgot the secret project. So.
Oh, okay. That's sort of, well, you know what? Good.
I know bits and pieces of it.
You got a good excuse.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts. Like, remember
how about Face Off?
Project Face Off?
Project Face Off.
All right. I'll think. Yeah,
for right now.
For right now. All right. Yeah. Because you remember when everybody said, oh, Joe, your end of the year stuff, that was, I haven't seen anything like it. Yeah, no. It makes it look like an after school project, you know? Yeah. Like a science fair.
Which reminds me, dude, do I need to go buy a turtleneck?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Turtleneck for both of us. Steve jobs it out. It's honestly the best idea I've ever thought of. It's great. gonna be awesome. And again, nobody's doing this. It is, I think, gonna be my magnum opus. You know, I'm trying to slim down for it as well, Kyle.
Oh, I mean, I also am.
Yeah, I'm taking walks. Nice. I'm doing weighted Beat Saber.
Sweet.
Like, I'm getting into shape for it.
Yeah. I want to get, can I tell you my date that I want to lose at least, I don't know, 30 pounds by?
Sure.
I forgot the actual day. Yeah. I think it's July 9th.
Oh, nice.
Mike and Kelsey's wedding, because I'm officiating it. So I want to look good up there.
Oh yeah, Amy got the invite. She's like, can I open it? I know I got it. I'm like, yeah. And she's just like, I'm not gonna know anybody there. I'm like, you're gonna know so many people there because everybody's fantastic.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. Yeah, I would like to lose. I think that's a reasonable number for me as well. Mm-hmm. I got dreams. I got to fit in a turtleneck sweater for Project Face Off. Dude, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be wild. Can't wait. So that's our big projects. That's what you guys can expect. Again, we're going to have the schedule out there for Patreon as this video drops. As this episode drops. And yeah, we can't wait to share the future of the show with you guys, because it's going to be wild and kooky and crazy.
Two wild and crazy guys.
That's right. Yeah. October, be on the lookout for that. So we got a few months to get ready. But with that said, and with all that out of the way, Kyle, is there anything else you'd like to chat about before we head on out?
No, not really.
No PAXmas adventures?
No, honestly, everything was pretty smooth, except for one dev who stood me up for our appointment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not at all salty about it. It's fine.
Was it a big dev? Medium tier dev?
Kind of. It was for a game that was already out, so it wasn't that big. And I got to play it because no one was at the kiosk anyway.
All right, so you know what? Your loss, person, placer thing.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. I spent too much at Limited Run Games.
I thought you were going to say it was Jeffrey Ed.
Yeah.
It was Jeff Bezos stood me up. It was Elon.
Yeah, way too much money at Limited Run.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think it was just weird having so much open space on the show floor, honestly. Okay. And I do want to commend the convention center and obviously PAX themselves, because they did run a really tight ship as far as like masks on at all times.
Yeah.
You can't enter the building unless you get cleared with your vaccination, and you had to wear a wristband on your wrist. If you didn't have that, you're gone, or you're not even allowed to enter. So like, it was very well run, and I genuinely felt safe and not worried about it at all while I was there.
Nice.
Now that I'm home and I'm seeing all these people who, I guess, were not as safe after the show floor closed. Makes me a little nervous. But, you know, it's all good. I'm okay for now, and we're 5 days away. So, like,
yeah.
Or a week away now, so 7.
Again, I could be totally ignorant when I'm saying this. It's like, my boss has it right now.
Oh, yeah?
And he's still working. He's like, yeah, I just feel a little rundown.
Yeah.
You know, like, all right.
It's also wild that one of the games I played, you're like, hey, I'm working on that game. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, everybody, that's been the Trophy Room After Show. We hope you all enjoyed.
New schedule. State of the Room. We should start naming it State of the Room.
We should start naming it.
A little bit more.
Because it is not, like, it's a better, it's a more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what's the title of this one? Oh, wait, like Patreon refresh. That should be.
Yeah.
Project
Face Off.
AKA Project Face Off. I think last week's show, before we go, was called. Because I wanted to be a little cheeky with it.
Oh, yeah. How much shit did you talk about me on the after show with Dash?
Oh, no. See, I didn't do one with Dash. Dash had to jet quickly.
Oh, okay.
So what I did was I saved last week's the show we did the week before, put it on.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's smart.
So, why did it go all the way up here? That doesn't make any sense. So, I said, after show, matchmaker, political leader edition.
Oh, I forgot that's what we talked about.
Again, Finnish Prime Minister. What's up? I'm single, ready to mingle. You know? Just saying. All right, everybody. That's been the after show. As always, thank you all so much for helping us out here, for being patrons, for being listeners, all that jazz. With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you, keep hunting, and keep playing PlayStation.
Love you. Bye-bye. See you.